Gators are here.
I'm Anita from Cedar Hill Farmhouse.
And I'm Yvonne at Stone Gable.
And I'm Kelly at My Soulful Home.
And we have tips and tricks and decorating advice for you. So let's get started.
This is episode 41. Don't splurge on these things.
And we are so excited for our sponsor of this episode, HelloFresh. HelloFresh.com is the meal kit delivery service that makes cooking more fun. From novice to seasoned, excuse the pun, cook, you'll enjoy preparing HelloFresh meals in about 30 minutes. That's awesome. And they give you balanced nutrition, fresh ingredients, and the exact measurements so there's no wasting at your doorstep. Now, this sounds really good to me, and it's going to sound even better when I tell you that for decorating tips and tricks listeners, HelloFresh has been kind enough to give us $30 off our first week. And Wow. You just put in the code DTT for decorating tips and tricks, DTT30, as a promo code on their site, HelloFresh.com, and you'll receive $30 off your first week. And we're going to put that all in the show notes. So I hope we whetted your appetite, not only for HelloFresh, but for what we're going to talk about today, which is don't splurge on these, ...
Dun, dun, dun.
Ooh, exciting. But let me just talk really quick. The HelloFresh plan, I love to cook. And I looked up some of their recipes. I know. Listen, cumin spice steak with scallion dressing and spinach couscous salad. Now, if I were looking through a cookbook, I would say, ooh, I want to make that. Or turkey chili rellenos with poblano peppers and chipotle sauce.
I know.
In 30 minutes.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get talking, and then we can get cooking.
Oh, yeah. That sounds good. Food and decorating, all in one podcast. Sounds
what
awesome.
What could be better?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
So, okay. This was a tough one for me because I realized, and I know I came up with this topic, but then when I looked around my house, I thought, wow, what would I say don't splurge on? Because there's so many things that I think, well, maybe in one day I wouldn't, but boy, I have splurged on this thing or that. So I think on mine, what I often do is not find a cheaper substitute for something, but I look for a cheaper source for the real thing. So that's certainly
that's
one
a good
thing
way
that
to
I
shop.
Do.
Yeah, that's, you're yeah. a savvy shopper for sure. Yeah.
Now, I am a bargain shopper extraordinaire. Yeah. And like you, I like to buy nice things at a good price.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But I mix them, good things, with low-end things that look really great.
I think that's very smart.
And nobody can tell.
Yeah, no. No. Your look is very elegant and gorgeous. Mm-hmm. So give us one. What's something you wouldn't splurge on?
I would not spend a lot of money on an accent chair.
Yes.
And I think that's probably my number one. Now, my style is a little different than yours, Anita. And yours, Kelly. My style has a more, I want to say, now look. You have so many beautiful vintage chairs. You know, I get, classic modern chairs. Mm-hmm. But I think there's so many places to get a great chair, and especially an accent chair that you are not sitting in and day out. You do not need to spend a lot. Or you can find them at a very reasonable price, vintage stores, secondhand stores that are in great shape that just need a little love.
Well, and you can even find those kinds of chairs at, I know my TJ Maxx always has like a little center area.
Absolutely.
And they're so cute. And you don't want to spend a lot for an accent chair, particularly if it has really loud fabric on it or something that's kind of like more, maybe a summery look or something in a fuzzy kind of material that you might want to only use in the wintertime. You can do really well, I think, in those off-price shops for those kinds of chairs.
And even the gorgeous French chairs. I've gotten so many for $100 a chair, and it's to me, I think that's a great price for a beautiful, hand-carved French chair. So, I totally agree. And there's so many, Yvonne, we work with so many fabulous companies, all three of us. I mean, I've gotten so many wonderful chairs online that were really inexpensive. So, Yeah, there's lots of great sources. You don't have to spend a lot.
And here's the thing with an accent chair. You can really update your look with it and bring in something that's now, and you don't have to keep it forever.
Right.
If you're not going to spend a lot of money, you maybe want something that has a little punch of something that's on trend or something you think, oh, I'd really love this, but I might get tired of it. If you buy an inexpensive accent chair, then after a few years, okay, it's been good enough.
It's had its
had
time.
Its wear. Yeah. Yeah.
A friend for a season, right?
A friend for a season. We love that.
How about you, Kelly?
Well, rifting off the chairs, side tables. Now, sometimes you see in catalogs, nightstands or little side tables, an accent table. And, you know, there are hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Hello, what are they made of?
Exactly. They're gold dipped. No, side tables, I must admit, there's probably 15 adorable side tables right beneath where I'm sitting right now in my garage.
Yeah. Don't tell me where it is. I'll have to come and look.
I cannot. No, you have to get rid of that mahogany table before you can buy it.
Oh, that's right.
It's still in my garage.
Somebody in Lancaster County.
Yeah.
Still in my garage.
Well, I can't resist a cute side table with great bones. You know, so estate sales. Even these sorts of off-price places. I got the cutest one, gold with a mirrored top for my daughter's room at my local TJ Maxx. So cute.
Oh, yeah.
Very of the moment. Mm-hmm. You know, she loves it. But usually I'm going for the little sad little brown cast-off side
That's
table.
Super cheap, right? Mm-hmm. And you know you can paint it and make it fantastic.
Oh, yeah. You just drag it, stuff it in the trunk and drag it home. And then you can make it, and you can keep making it different colors, or you can strip it down. You know, they get a lot of love when they get here. They're a little piled up. I have a lot of little Fosters side tables. I need to find homes for now because I don't have that many sides, you know? You can't use them all.
Yep.
So I love doing that.
Here's a nice way to use them, Kelly, is I paint them and use them outside.
Yes, you don't even
care.
There
you go.
Yeah, because I don't care if they get one or two seasons. They're really, you know, useful and cute and fun.
I do that too, yeah.
And, you know, it's so much cheaper than buying like something like an all-weather. If you get it for $10, $15, you know, just use it, paint it, and have fun.
Right. Be in the moment with it. And when the moment's over, move on.
So one of my things that I would say you don't need to splurge on is, you know, and a lot of the bedding, I don't like a lot of the bedding that looks kind of mass produced. I want something kind of unique looking.
Mm-hmm.
So one of my tips would be to find a source for old linen sheets. I actually have some, shop.cedarhillfarmhouse.com.
Shameless.
We'll say it all together.
Okay.
Shameless.
Well, I just have a source. What can I say? But anyway, use that. Use an old vintage sheet as your bedspread.
Anita, we're talking after this podcast.
Mm-hmm. And it's so much cheaper than buying some, you know, fancy duvet or bedspread. And then you just kind of drape it over and it's got that just beautiful linen feel to it. And that kind of, I mean, it does wrinkle, but I kind of like the way it wrinkles. It just feels very authentic. So that's something.
Wrinkles are nice.
Anita, can I ask you a question about that?
Yes.
Could you take two of those sheets, sew them together, and put a duvet in them?
Yes.
Do you know what I'm saying? And then put buttons at the top?
Oh, yes. I think that will. And the monogram.
Or just glue it, Yvonne. Just
glue it. Yeah. I don't know that I could glue vintage linen.
Yeah, I mean, especially one of those with a gorgeous monogram on it would be amazing on a duvet.
Okay, I'll talk to you after the podcast about it.
And I want to throw in one thing that I'm going to say. Go ahead and splurge on. I know this is don't splurge on this stuff.
Stop
but this.
All right, I hate when you go off topic.
No,
it's just a little side trip.
This is just a little thing.
Okay.
Because I'm in a magazine this month.
Oh,
another one.
Yeah, number 20.
Oh my goodness. God. You go, girl.
But it's a French country style, and the editor is the adorable and talented Fifi O'Neill. And my house and my book, French Accents, are in the magazine. I haven't even seen it yet, but
congratulations.
Well, thank you. Yes, so go
good
check
for
that
you.
One out. I mean, I love having a magazine to hold in my hand, and this is such a good one, so please go get one.
And that is worth splurging on.
That's what I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Not that it's a splurge. It's very reasonable.
No, it's an inexpensive price.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's get back to what we're talking about here today. I am a fan of buying hardware for your cabinets, drawers, kitchen. If you're redoing a little table that needs knobs, there are so many great inexpensive sources. Even Home Depot's aisle, your local hardware store might have a really brilliant buyer. I have an Osh hardware store near me, and they hired a new person a few years ago, and whoever's doing the job there is doing a great job right now. I couldn't believe the treasures that I found in their knob and handle aisle. Mm-hmm. And another great online source is D. Lawless Hardware.
Yes.
They're such a nice family-owned business and really reasonable, because I think people, you know, you think, oh, I have to get this hardware, and oh, it's hardware, and oh gosh, I have to spend, you know, like $30 a knob or something, you know, from all these sources that you, you know, the bigger sources that you know about. My mom just had an experience, because they're doing a kitchen in a house that they're redoing right now, and she found ones that she liked, and they were like $22 a knob or something. And I was like, wow, that's nuts. Okay.
Well, you're right.
You think, oh, I just need a few. But when you start counting all the knobs and the handles and things like that in a kitchen, it really adds up. So she found, I said, go to some of these other online sources. Oh my goodness, she found almost the exact ones for $8.
Almost every
company is doing all the finishes right now. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in the years past, you could only get like shiny brass from the cheaper, less expensive companies. Mm-hmm. Now they're all doing the polished, nickel and the oil rubbed, and a lot of them are doing the unlacquered brass. So I would really tell you to look around. Mm-hmm. Don't feel like you need to shell out a whole lot for that. And I have one particular piece of hardware that I want to talk to you about, is your a refrigerator or freezer handle.
Tell me.
Yeah, so those are super expensive, and I was trying to find ones that would. I was trying to find ones that would go with the knobs that I had chosen. I got vintage knobs at like a little vintage shop, and they happened to have. I was only one shy, but I was able to find one that matched. So I have little glass knobs. I wasn't going to do glass on the refrigerator and freezer. I was looking around, and
you did do glass?
No, I was not going to do glass on those. No, and so I was looking around, and let me tell you, the least expensive refrigerator handles I found, appliance handles is what the category would be called, was like $250. And I needed two because my refrigerator and freezer are separate.
Yeah, I needed a new drawer because somebody, I'm not going to mention who, broke one. And they're like hundreds of dollars just for a refrigerator drawer.
Stop the madness. I'm walking in Home Depot down an aisle one day, and I just like to sometimes look around Home Depot or hardware stores and get inspiration. I know that's a little strange, but
like a field trip.
Like a field trip. And just like, what can I do with this weird piece of
metal? We get you, Kelly. We get it.
I know, that's why I love you guys. And the listeners, they get us. I love being with you guys. So it's a handle for a almost like a handicap or an elderly person's shoe.
I know what you're saying.
Okay. And it was an oil rub brass. I can't remember if it was Moen, but somebody like that, you know, like a very generic brand.
Yes.
Okay. It was $9.99.
$9. Did it fit?
Oh, yeah. And I have a whole post on it.
Okay.
I just did it with the prize today.
My client,
Allison, she just did her kitchen, and I had shown her what I did, and she thought that was fabulous. So I picked them up for her, and she used them, and she has the is that called when the freezer's on the bottom? Is that like French style, Anita, or something?
Well, French style is when the doors are side by side.
Okay.
Well, and there's a drawer at the bottom.
Okay, well, she just has one drawer at the bottom and the one on the side, and that looks brilliant. And her other finish in the kitchen was sort of an oil rub bronzy thing as well. So it looks great, but they have them in chrome. You know, you're not going to be able to find them in, unlacquered brass, but hey, you know, come on.
Fantastic.
Good. And they're, I mean, how much sturdier could they be? I mean, it says on the box, it like holds a person that's like three, you know, up to 350 pounds, you know,
there
come on.
Go.
Even my kids could do like, you know, the swinging trapeze from them. When they, I don't know why they do that when they open their refrigerator, but they do.
Yeah, it's not good for the seal on the door.
Here's though. Another thing when we're talking about finding knobs and hardware, just go to a resale store or a vintage or a salvage.
Stores?
Yes, Habitat. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They have tons of knobs, and especially if you like something a little old and what do we say, crusty, rusty, chippy?
Yes,
yeah. Well, you'll find lots of beautiful things there. Just make sure they fit the holes. That's what you really have to do.
Fit the holes. You can kind of, you know, as long as they're not too small, then they're not wiggling around. But here's the thing. Get your count in your head and know which one is going to be a knob and which one needs to be a handle.
That's true.
So then when you're there, you know, I bought them and I was like, oh, I'm close. I was one off. But I, you know, one I could fix when I made a handle instead of a knob. It was okay. But just keep your count in your head when you're doing that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, what do you, Anita, do you have another one that you would not splurge on?
Well, I'm not going to say I would not splurge on it, but this
is... Okay, you can't participate then.
No, I'm working on it.
You missed the round.
No, wait a minute. Stop. Come back to me.
Hello. This
She's acting
idea,
like she can't
lady.
Hear me. No. No, I'm going to say breadboards. Now, a reproduction or a new one. Now, the old ones are fantastic. They have all this age on them. But, you know, they're large and they're, you know, I've sold them. They're, you know, they go for about $200. They're very expensive to buy wholesale. And, you know, there's only so many of them. So they're very expensive. So if you get a new one, I mean, you can get well under $100. And I'm talking like huge ones, you know, a reproduction one for maybe $75 or maybe even $40. So, you know, I mean, the smaller you get, the cheaper it's going to be. But definitely. And the other reason to go new on the breadboards is... These old breadboards, I mean, who knows where they've been stored, what's happened to them. I mean, I would not put food on them.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of a germaphobe, I'm going to admit to that.
And I apparently live on the edge.
Yes. But, you know, I mean, it's not just germs. I mean, it could have been in some, you know, could have had gas.
Okay, stop there. Come on.
So anyway, so get the new ones, try the new ones, and then, you know, you can mix them with the old or just go all
well,
new.
Well, if you're like me, you can take your breadboard outside and leave it on your... potting bench for the winter.
I don't think that'd be good for it to get all wet, though.
But you know what? It didn't warp, and it looks amazing. It's all aged and good looking.
I'm not sure I'm going to recommend wood outside.
Well,
like
no,
that.
I didn't mean to. It was an accident, but it was a happy accident.
I love happy accidents.
All right, Yvonne, what's yours?
Well, mine is rugs, accent rugs.
Mm, okay.
You know, again, decades ago, people used to spend all this money on these gorgeous rugs, Persian rugs, Orientals. And
expensive ones. Yes.
Yes. And I'm not too big into the reproduction Oriental carpets. They sort of look like they're reproductions. But you don't need to spend all that money. Accent rugs, now we're talking relative. It's not like buying a breadboard.
Right.
But in... when we're talking about rugs, an accent rug, you can buy a really great accent rug at a reasonable price. Not only that, that's another way, again, to update your look. And when you're tired of it, okay, it's been there for a few years, you're good with that. Mm-hmm. I have, my favorite is my zebra rug. It's a real...
It's gorgeous. I love that rug.
It's fun. It's a real hide. And I got it online. I'll put
But it's not real zebra.
No. Actually, I've seen a real zebra one somewhere.
That's okay. You didn't kill it.
I mean, it is very vintage, and they're stunning. So I'm sure they've copied that look using a regular hide, and they are, it's so much fun. And I know you have hide rugs as well. The other thing is just like little fun rugs that add color or pattern or texture, that you're not stuck with it for decades because you've spent a lot of money on it.
Well, I love hide rugs. I think they're great everywhere. So I would think you would have a place for that somewhere forever.
Oh, well, I think it's going to stay in my living room.
Well, I would too, sure.
Well, I have a faux hide rug because I love mm-hmm. the look of it mm-hmm. and yeah, I those love are great layering too. It. And mm-hmm. I believe I purchased mine from One Kings Lane. I was kind of in the mm-hmm. the blur of when we first moved into this house. So I'm pretty sure it's One Kings Lane. So I'm going to mm-hmm. look for you and see if I can find one and put it in the show notes because it okay. was super reasonable. And, you know, it's, you know, obviously got the shape. It's got, it's furry and mm-hmm. it, mm-hmm. to me, looks just like a real one, but it's faux.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, sure. You're in California, so that works there.
You're oh, so yeah. funny.
Well, no, I'm in Texas. You yeah, have
we don't,
to have a
we
real
don't
one.
Hunt zebra at
No,
all
well, we
here.
Don't either.
We just, we don't do that. We're
don't even
everybody.
Start those rumors. Okay. So here's mine. Here's one.
Okay.
Is, now I do, again, I shouldn't say this, but I do like buying the real ironstone, not that, you know, we've already talked about it, it's not super expensive, but let's say you want that look of a collected ironstone collection, mm-hmm. but you don't want to spend, you know, the money because some of these pieces can be kind of a little on the expensive side. So how about just having a few irons, real vintage ironstone pieces, but mixing it with a bunch of brand new white dishes?
Oh, yeah.
And
I do that all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially
I'm not that much of an iron.
Shelf
I love ironstone,
something.
But I'm not an ironstone snob.
Well, no, I'm not either. I mean, yeah. I have a lot of these pieces from Home Goods. And mm-hmm. once you put them, for example, you know, in my kitchen cabinets, you can't tell whether it's new or old or whatever. I mean, sure. it just looks great. So
we'll put yeah. a couple sources in the show notes because mm-hmm. there are some great places yeah. to get very good fakes of ironstone or they're ironstone, but they're not vintage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
even have a good source for vintage.
Oh, good.
Yes. It's she's definitely a friend. I mean, I've never met her or anything, but we're just friends from when I had my Etsy store way back when. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. and she pops onto my blog all the time and Instagram. It's Kathy from All Things White. She and her family Ooh. Run a few Etsy shops. And if you are want no. anything white, I mean, duh, wow. All Things White.
Hello.
And she always has darling things, you know, not always dishes, but a variety of things. And they're all whites and creams. And I think you guys would really enjoy just even perusing what she has, but in sure. very reasonable prices and a lovely lady.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking about dishes. Can I just sort of riff
yes.
off of that?
Sure.
And I'm going to say almost any kind of dishes.
Mm.
You do yeah. not need to spend a lot of money anymore. If you're looking mm-hmm. for...
Right.
For some reason, if you want formal dishes, don't buy new. There are so inexpensive out
oh,
there in vintage
gosh.
Shops.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
just basically giving them away. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is you can go to big stores like, you know, Home Goods, TJ Maxx, even online, and buy sets of beautiful dishes. I mean, I'm a white dish person,
mm-hmm.
and they are very, very reasonable.
Yeah, yep. get the vintage. There's so many gorgeous mm-hmm. vintage dishes I see all the time in thrift stores, and I think, why doesn't somebody want this? It's amazing.
But even if you don't, if vintage isn't your thing, and I can sort of understand that a little
mm-hmm,
bit,
mm-hmm.
you can get regular dishes, you know, everyday dishes, beautiful dishes, and you don't have to spend a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially if you like white dishes, because
true.
Everybody
yeah,
has
a lot of
white
right
dishes.
Now.
Yeah, yeah, everybody's
yes.
doing that.
Yeah.
IKEA. I mean, my goodness. I mean, everybody.
Yes.
That's true.
Yes.
Well, you know what I did about the dishes is I was helping someone organize their house, one of my clients, and she had a whole set of china that was her mother's or mother-in-law's, and she had no interest in it. Now, I was just drooling because it was beautiful.
Did it come home in your trunk of your car?
Yes. She was just like,
it did?
Oh, my.
I don't want it. Just take it. So I thought, well, you know, isn't this smart? I have to unearth it. Maybe I'll use it for some pictures on the blog and whatnot. But what I decided was I'm just going to keep that extra set for one of my girls. So my set, you know, which you registered for and you get
yes,
you piece
yes.
by piece, and it costs people a lot of money. And this whole thing, well, I got it for free, but I probably, if she tried to sell it, she couldn't have gotten more than like $25, $50 for the whole set anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So now I have a whole set of china. And if they are interested in such a thing, they can, you know, arm wrestle for who gets what pattern. So they're
know,
all set.
I have to tell you this, and Kelly, I mm-hmm. actually bought a hope chest for my daughter. I know
Aww.
It's a really old-fashioned thing,
Aww.
But
That's so
I
sweet.
Thought it would be fun to do that. And
yeah.
I filled it up, and I did things like that. Bought gorgeous sets of vintage
oh, wow.
dishes and all kinds of fun things.
That's so sweet.
Well,
she didn't, did she want them?
Not most of it.
Oh, no.
And I mean, it was
Jackie.
Yeah, and, I know. And she's a darling. But yes, I know. But yay for me, because it's stuff I love.
Surprise! It actually turned out to be a win-win.
Is this like when I bought a teddy bear for my mom and she didn't want it when I was a kid?
A what?
And I bought a teddy bear for my mom when I was little and she didn't want it. So I got it.
There
it's
you
like,
go.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, perfect. The thing, more shopping, more for me.
I want to throw in a little tip about the vintage dishes, because mm-hmm. people do worry about lead paint in the mm-hmm. dishes. So most of them do not have lead in them. But if you're concerned, go to Lowe's or Home Depot and get a lead test kit. And then you're just going to run it across. It's just a little, it almost looks like a pen. And you're just going to mm-hmm. put it across the plates and it'll let you know. And of all my dishes, and I have tons and tons and tons of vintage dishes, embarrassingly so, I've only had one set turn up with positive.
Wow. I didn't even know such a thing existed.
And those are hand-painted ones. So most of them are fine.
Yes, yes, yes.
Awesome. Okay. Yeah. I have one more that I would not splurge on. And it's lamps. Now, if anyone listened to the lamps episode, you already heard my spiel on lamps. I think they're difficult to buy. I don't want to spend a whole lot of money on them. And I think you can really find some great, interesting lamps at thrift stores. And then you can spray them. You can get them rewired. And so I don't generally spend a whole lot of money on lamps. But we talked about that already. So I won't go too far into depth. Anita or Yvonne, do you have another one?
Oh, goodness. I think that almost anything that you buy today, you know, here's my philosophy. This isn't a single item, but you want to look at the item and you want to think how long you want to have it. Do not spend more than the years you want to have it.
But, you know, Yvonne, back in the day, anytime we bought something, we thought we were going to have it for the rest of our lives. And for our parents, that was the way it was. When
that
they bought something, they never did get rid
of
it.
That was. But
okay,
I mean,
that's so funny, because that is so not my parents. They're almost nomadic at this point. Like, my mom just had more consignor people come and pick up her stuff. It's funny. They don't like that.
But don't buy anything that is going to be so pricey that you don't want to keep for a long time.
On the lamps, I'm going to go back to that and say, just be careful on the lamps, because I think I like the idea of buying them at a vintage store. Then maybe they kind of have a funky, cool vibe. But, you know, just be careful with some of the less expensive lamps. Some of them can look inexpensive. So, you know, just be careful.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But if you're buying vintage, sometimes somebody else spent a whole lot of money on it, but they just don't want it anymore.
Vintage, I think, is safer than new. Yes. Because the new inexpensive ones are all resin, but the old ones, usually you can paint them or dress them up with a new shade or something. Right. Yeah.
You know, again, TJ Maxx, Marshalls, like that. I just got glass. I mean, how could you mess with glass? You know, it's glass bottom with a burlap shade. Now, if I had gone to a regular catalog or online or to a higher end a furniture store, you'd easily pay $120, $200 for the base and the lamp. The whole lamp was $22.
Wow. That's amazing.
That's pretty good. That's a buy. That's a buy.
Yeah. And if you see something, or they have the mercury glass bottoms, go for it.
Those are pretty.
I drool over those.
Yeah, so pretty. And such a pop. One other thing that I wanted to mention was getting things framed. You know, in years past, you would take it to the framing store, you know, get it matted. You can do all that yourself now, you know, whether it be, you know, you buy the mat at Joann's and you get a frame at you know, someplace, or you find a vintage frame and then you can put your own.
If it's a standard size, it can be very inexpensive. Yeah. The non-standard sizes can. That's but true. Since you can order stuff yourself online now, you don't have to go to an expensive frame store. So there are ways to do it less expensively.
And
now,
speaking of frames, I think you don't splurge on frames. You can get beautiful frames.
I agree.
For very inexpensive, even at Goodwill or Salvation Army, throwing them away.
And I try to go with, if it's canvas, I don't even like
Well, if it's canvas, absolutely.
Yeah, you don't even need a frame. Such great advice today. Anybody
you know,
have
we had great
more?
Advice, and a wonderful sponsor who's giving 30% off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's you guys mention that again. Don't forget this. I mean, definitely try it. We're all good. We're excited. We're trying it. We're loving it. We're loving the recipes. We're loving
HelloFresh. We
everything
love you.
About HelloFresh.com. Mm-hmm. So,
and my daughter and I love to cook together. So.
Oh, that's so sweet. See, and then you don't have to shop for it. You have time to actually cook. So it's HelloFresh.com. The code is DTT30 and give them a try. So,
and we'll put that in the show notes.
Yeah, put it in the show notes. So we just want to remind you that we are here to help you create a beautiful home. Until next time.
Hey there. If you're loving our podcast like we're loving our podcast, we would love you to rate and review us. Head to iTunes to do that. It's easy and it would mean so much to us. And if you do rate and review us, we're going to enter you to win a fantastic giveaway. The details for the giveaway are in the show notes for this episode, and you can find the show notes at decoratingtipsandtricks.com.